The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. We have two big guests on our show. 6:45, we'll speak with the first member of the Rochester Rhinos Hall of Fame, Lennon Steenkamp. And then at 7 o'clock, we're very happy to have with us the member of the Western New York Flash, has been all over the news in the past month or so. She's a big star in the World Cup. We're very happy to have Alex Morgan on the show tonight. And Dick Howard, in just a moment, will be live from England to talk about the start of the English Premiership, which takes place this weekend. Let's bring another Hall of Famer, our host, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and welcome everybody to Soccer Kicking the Grass. But before we start our show, Andrew, I have to tell you that I'm very proud of the nice job that you did broadcasting the game from the Rhinos. You remind me of the great Italian broadcaster. I can't think of his name right now. I had it in my head, but
Giacomo Sicchiama.
Giacomo Sicchiama. That you know, as a kid, I used to sit in front of the radio, closing my eyes and listen to him, and I was able to visualize the game in my mind. And he was such a good caller of the game that you know, you could do that. And you reminded me of him yesterday. So congratulations for the job well done, and I think that. You have a future, you know, not only with the things that you do, but you do the job very well.
Well, I don't know about future, but my wife read my mind. She's bringing me my cell phone. And so I was just hoping that what it was that she was telling me is actually happening. It's that we have Dick Howard on the line. We'll get to him in just 1 second. Yeah. We want to mention the Rhinos in action this Saturday at Salen Stadium, their final home match against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, 7 o'clock. Flash final home match is Sunday at 6 o'clock against the Atlanta Beat. So big weekend at Salen Stadium. Be sure to spend your time, spend your money, and go there. We will have 4 tickets to give away for both matches. We'll give them away together like we did last week. So a chance for 8 tickets, 4 for the Flash, 4 for the Rhinos, so you can go see both teams in action. But right now, let's bring in Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, live from the UK. International Report is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Dick, how's everything going over in England?
Well, a little bit exciting at the moment. We had all the excitement, of course, of the big match yesterday with Manchester United, Manchester City, and now we've got some disturbing scenes in London with regards to the riots that occurred on Saturday night, affecting possibly the England versus Netherlands game on Wednesday. But it's already led to the cancellation of 2 games that were scheduled in the League Cup in London because of the rioting that's occurred in the center of the city. So a lot of concern about what has happened in that area.
Dick, what are the riots about?
Well, it's just there's an unfortunate incident involving a youth last week, and somebody was shot by the police, and it resulted in protests that became violent on Saturday evening, continued through Sunday, and spread into other parts of London today and even into Birmingham in the middle of the country. So it's not a good situation at the moment, given what we saw at Wembley Stadium, of course, with the big match on Sunday.
Well, Dick, I tell you, we're following this on BBC. We listen to BBC Cornwall, BBC London, and it's just terrible what's happening over there right now. And hopefully cooler heads will prevail. But obviously, this does, like you said, it could affect the matches that are coming up, not just the match on Wednesday against the Netherlands as the England national team is in action, as many of the national teams are, but this weekend is the start of the Premiership, and you've got some big matches that are going to be happening, and hopefully there won't be any effect on those matches starting on time.
Yeah, but it could well be. Tottenham Hotspur start their Premiership campaign against Everton on Saturday. And the incidents were very close to Whitehall Lane, which is the home of Tottenham Hotspur, and they actually suspended operations today. The ticket offices were closed down, the supporters' shop was closed because there was all kinds of damage in and around the stadium. So there is certainly a lot of concern at the present time, not just with the immediate future, the next couple of days, but possibly the weekend. Hopefully it'll all be resolved. But these urban terrorists, as they've been called, certainly are causing a lot of problems.
I understand that the English Premier was in Italy, and he's on the way back to London just to try to England. I mean, to try to be on hand to handle the situation. Yeah. So I think it's pretty great.
It's amazing scenes, Joe. And, when you see this and how it affects all aspects. Whether it be daily life or the people that have been affected by the looting, and there's been a lot of buildings set on fire. It really has been quite unreal seeing the television over the last 24 hours as to what has happened in London.
Well, fortunately, we don't like to talk about topical things like the politics, but this obviously has a big effect on soccer, and fortunately, it didn't affect the Community Shield yesterday, which was a tremendous match between Manchester City and Manchester United. And as I always say, and the pundits say, 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer, because if a team gets the momentum and starts coming back, they can usually come back all the way, and that's exactly what happened. But what a great way to start the season.
Wasn't a great advertisement for the game. It was tremendous. Of course, a great rivalry between Manchester United and Manchester City. Manchester City, of course, spending all the money in getting the players that they think can win the Premiership, and Manchester United showing with some of their younger players that they will certainly be in contention. And it was great to see the performances of these younger players that came in the second half, for Manchester United. This young boy, Tom Cleverley, was just outstanding in the game. And the two goals by Nani, the second goal by Manchester United, people are comparing to a goal that would be scored by Barcelona, the way it was done with the passing and the movement that resulted in that equalizing goal at 2-2. It was just magical to see that in action, and certainly they looked very good yesterday, did Manchester United.
You could see that Manchester United, the build-up, you knew that they were going to score. But the third goal, I thought there was a blunder by the defender over there that I don't know what he was thinking. Instead of getting rid of the ball, he just he gave the opportunity to...
Well, he let it bounce, Joe, didn't he? Vincent Kompany, he's not going to make that mistake too many times, but when you allow a ball to bounce like that and... Nani just put the pressure on him and regained possession of the ball, and the one-on-one against Joe Hart put the ball in the back of the net as he should do. And as I say, there were mistakes made by both teams defensively that, of course, made the game even more interesting. But certainly in respect of that final goal, Roberto Mancini wouldn't be too happy at all with the way that was scored.
Well, no, I can understand that.
It's a friendly in all aspects. I mean, it's an important match because it is the start of the season, but it really, it's for bragging rights at the start of the season. What the real season starts this weekend, and some very interesting match, like you said, Tottenham Hotspur and Everton. I know you'll be watching that very, very closely, Dick, being a big Everton fan. And of course, Tottenham now with Brad Friedel, the former U.S. national team keeper in goal, and the words about Luka Modric, is he going to go to Chelsea or not, what is going to happen? But there's a lot of players that they're really focusing on that still could be in the transfer market. So Cesc Fabregas wants to go back to Spain. Carlos Tevez wants to leave England completely, I guess. And, of course, if that happens, that could change things for Manchester City. And then what's going to happen with the transfer market? Is Chelsea going to go out and buy some more players? Are some of the other teams going to be trying to get some players? What do you think?
Yeah, it's been quite interesting. Carlos Tevez, however, has landed in the UK. We've just seen footage of him arriving in Manchester. So he is here. He had his 3 weeks holiday, and we'll see what happens in that situation. But it would not surprise me if he moves on. And of course, the situation with Fabregas has just gone on and on. And I'm sure that everyone wants to see that resolved. And the betting people are saying that Fabregas will be wearing a Barcelona jersey in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, Nasri is another player from Arsenal that could well be moving, who knows, you know, the present situation.
Well, there's certainly the transfer situation, not only in England but also in all over Europe, I guess, but especially in Italy. It's really, you know, it's a question of money, question of, you know, big money put out for players that they hope that they're going to go and perform. And at the end of the day, you know, those teams, they spend all this money and they hope, but sometimes it just doesn't work. So I am one.
That's the great thing, Joe, about this situation with Manchester United, that you've got this young player, Tom Cleverley, who, what a great name for a player, right? Tom Cleverley, you know, but he was just fabulous the way he came into the game and showed so much maturity, you know, an old head on young shoulders. And Manchester United have always produced those kinds of players. And there's talk, of course, Snyder possibly coming to Manchester United, but the performance of Cleverley, I'm sure, gave a lot of pleasure to Sir Alex Ferguson, because he was quite outstanding. And you know, it's great to see these younger players coming through, rather than a player that maybe is asking for, they're saying, up to £240,000, maybe $300,000 plus.
Last week we had Giorgio Quinaglia as our guest. And of course, we talked about the Cosmo game of his, I guess, Manchester United. And then I asked them about the Italian league and what he thought. Of course, you know me. He said that the Italian league right now is in dismay. It won't be. They're not producing good players. It's going to take another couple years before they have players coming up to the ranks. So in Italy right now, all the teams is comprised of all foreign players. You know, there's very few Italian players.
Well, this is the situation, of course, and it is happening, as we've mentioned in previous programs, in the Premiership, whereas you've got the Bundesliga, you know, you've got the main players are, you know, going to be players who are playing for the German national team, and there are very few German players now playing outside of Germany as a case in point. But certainly the way players are moving throughout the Europe and continent, you know, it just makes you understand what is happening. You know, it's just incredible. Everybody is mentioned for transfer, and the papers each day have a different player that is mentioned in transfer talks, you know, and these are players that have signed a five-year contract, and after 1 year they're wanting to move on. The loyalty that we talked about in the past, you know, the Paolo Maldinis of this world are no longer part of it. That's why it's great to see, you know, young Giggsy for Manchester United, you know, he's a player who's spent most of his career with Manchester United, and Ryan Giggs is the exception rather than the rule in this day and age.
Or Paul Scholes, who just was honored by Manchester United on Friday in the Cosmos match. But Dick, before we let you go, we want to give you an opportunity to give us your prediction for this year in the Premiership. And as you know, I'm a diehard Chelsea fan, but Manchester United looks so good right now. But it's hard, because if somebody goes down with an injury or something happens, it could change the fabric of the league. But what do you think? Who do you think is the favorite, and who do you think might be the surprise this year?
Well, I think Manchester United have to be favored with regards to the Premiership and recapture, you know, the title again. It's so dominant, and there will be a lot of pressure on them from the Manchester Cities. You know, Chelsea obviously will be in contention. Liverpool, I think, under Kenny Dalglish, will certainly come forward. Tottenham Hotspur are a team that I always admired, you know, teams that Harry Redknapp puts together because they always produce exciting football. With regards to a surprise team, geez, it's hard to sort of see, because I think it's going to be very, very competitive this year. I think that, you know, the what I'm looking for is at the top of the table. And, of course, my team, Everton, haven't spent too much money this season, so they could be having quite a tough time. But at the present time, I'm just looking at the top, and with a surprise team, maybe it's going to be your Tottenham Hotspur to come into the top three, top four.
Dick, just one last question from me. In your opinion, what you know, are those teams that you just talked about in England, are they all solvent?
It's a good point. You know, the ownership of the team, certainly, you know, when you look at the ownership of Manchester City, seems to be solvent, but then you've got a problem with Birmingham City, who had foreign ownership, and now those owners are having financial problems, and it could well affect the club. And of course, with them being relegated from the Premiership down to the Championship, it makes a difference. I think a lot of clubs are having the problems because they've just got such a high percentage of the total operating budget is devoted to salaries, you know. And with, you know, some of the salaries that players are getting paid, you know, Joe Hart, £25,000 this past season for Manchester City, and now he's getting £100,000 a week, the England goalkeeper who plays for Manchester City. And I'm just amazed at the salaries and the wage bills of these clubs. They just can't operate, you know, with that. It's just too high a percentage of the total operating budget devoted to salaries.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting season. Again, starts this weekend, and hopefully we'll have a good season and an exciting one, and one team won't run away with it, unless it's Chelsea, of course. But Dick, thanks again for being on. I know you'll be traveling next Monday, so we'll have you on again in a couple weeks, and we'll talk about some of the other leagues that will be starting up really soon, and pretty soon we'll be getting back to the European qualifying again. It's going to be busy fall time here in the world of soccer.
It's going to be great, guys. Look forward to it.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks,
Dick. From the UK.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Dick Howard, live from the UK here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Very happy that Dick will be with us, whether he's in England, whether he's in the Caribbean, or whether he's up in Canada. So always very happy to have Dick Howard and all of his tremendous knowledge and acumen for the game. And
well, you know, we've been blessed. We are blessed because we have such a person as part of our show, because he really is knowledgeable, and he knows the game, and he practices the game. He lives the games much like we do, but on a bigger scale, and he gets paid for it besides that. So
that's true.
That makes everything better.
Well, we're very happy that we joined our next guest just after this break. Rochester Rhinos Hall of Famer, the first man inducted, Lennon Steenkamp, will be with us on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend. In the pouring rain, very strange, penny lane is in my ears and in my eyes.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is The Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at The Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton. with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
The Flash's final home match of the regular season is Sunday, August 14th at 6 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat. The Western New York Flash experience the best.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Kushakush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up play in their 16th regular season. The Rhinos' final home match of the regular season is Saturday, August 13th at 7 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Here's the kick in the grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Joe commenting about how he wants to be the trainer for the Western New York Flash.
That would have been my dream.
Well, calm down, Joe. Don't want to have a heart attack on the air here. We're gonna move Glenn Steenkamp to 7:15, ladies and gentlemen. Give him more time because we're a little long with Dick Howard. So we're gonna talk about the Rhinos right now. And as I said, Joe, I was there on Sunday broadcasting the game, and it was a disappointing effort. I mean, it really was. And
well, let's talk about the Charlotte game. You know, I just 14 corner kick, and at least from my perspective, from the way I saw the game, they should have played their hearts out. Rosalind played a tremendous game. He was all over the field. He tried to set up goals. Then he hit the crossbar.
That was okay. a great effort too.
But the reality of the thing is that for some reason Charlotte took three shots from far away. You know, two shots from far away, and they went in. And the defense was a little bit on the weak side against Charlotte. And Neil Kitson really didn't have a chance on two goals, but they had the chance on one goal, I think, on the corner kick. So, you know, they were unlucky in a sense, but they were outplayed,
well,
in my opinion.
I don't think they were outplayed. I think it was one of those games when no matter what you do, you can't put the ball in the net. And sometimes that happens. I mean, Charlotte took their chances, and the Rhinos could not convert on, again, all the 14 corner kicks, which is a huge number of set-piece opportunities. But
They
did play well. They controlled a lot of the game. And like I said, sometimes the ball just does not go your way. They hit a crossbar and a post in the match.
Yeah, but those you know, if they go in, they're great goals. If they don't, it just happened.
It's okay? A game of little meters.
But I looked at the game of Manchester City versus Manchester United. And the first half, Manchester City kind of controlled the game. At the second half, Manchester United attacked the ball. Attacked the guy with the ball all the time. So they didn't give Manchester City a chance to organize. And you know, they were in control of the game. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I think the Charlotte played the same kind of game. They came over here, they attacked the ball, they were fast, they were running, they didn't give an inch. So yeah. That's how I saw
the
game.
But their defense also was a little bit weak. They got a couple of lucky breaks on defense where balls were played in and they just happened to be in the right place. And the other thing with that Man United, you got to remember they had five substitutions in the second half, too. So they basically had a fresh team out there where they were able to go and pressure the ball. Sunday's match was a lot different. It was not the Rhinos' best performance by any stretch of imagination. I'll freely admit that. I mean, Neil Kitson, I'm sure, will admit that the second goal was his fault, which it was, because he dropped a corner kick and the guy was right there, Christian Chirizo, to head the ball in the net. The first goal was a great shot by Johnny Ortega, who was a deadly striker. The Rhinos made some good changes in the second half, some tactical moves by Coach Lilly, putting Tyler Roseland in the center of the park rather than wide, and the Rhinos played better in the second half. They got a goal back through Isaac Kesey, but they could not do anything in the last 20 minutes. And again, it was disappointing to see it, but let's look at the situation in the league. The Rhinos still control their own destiny. If they win on Saturday, they win the division. There's nothing that Harrisburg or L.A. can do about that. So that's what the Rhinos need to do. They need to regroup, gather themselves together, and concentrate on Saturday's game. Pittsburgh's a team the Rhinos has beaten twice by 3-0 score lines. So it's a team that the Rhinos know they can handle. So that's where all the focus has to be. And a story. And the playoffs, they're going to play Pittsburgh in the first round because they're going to finish fourth. That's already locked in. So if they win the division, they're going to play Pittsburgh again in the first round of the playoffs, which, by the way, we just got announced on that. It will be Friday, August 19th at 7:30 will be the Rhinos hosting the National Division semifinal. Tickets will go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Rhinos box office or by calling 454-KICK or Ticketmaster 800-745-3000. Season ticket holders use wild card C. So you have a ticket for your season ticket holders. Use that wild card C for your ticket for the match.
Well, that's great. But, you know, I think that you know, overall the Rhino season is coming to an end. And if they win the, you know, their division, they got a good chance to win the league.
It'll be interesting. Does the Rhinos... I think would be favored to win the division. It'd be interesting to see if we play Los Angeles. I hope we do, because it's ridiculous that we're in the same division as a team we didn't play them all season. And I would like to see LA play, just for the simple fact that they're in our division, and I'd like to see how they play. So, anyway, another thing I want to mention that came through the wire today from the Rhinos is some more goodwill from the team. The Rhinos are going to be collecting gently used soccer gear on Saturday. The Rhinos will be at the four Dick's Sporting Goods locations on Saturday. All the equipment will be donated to Rochester Inner City Soccer. So, again, that's Grease Ridge Mall, Reacher Center, Marketplace Mall, Cobblestone Court across from Eastview, and 1062 Ridge Road in Webster. Saturday, again, Fan Appreciation Night and Faith Night. National recording artist Corey Lamb will be giving a performance after the match. Your ticket gets you in to see the concert.
That's very good. So that all the people that are you know, hesitating to go, just plan on going, listen to the music, watch the game, and enjoy the atmosphere.
Absolutely. It's, again, big weekend for soccer in Rochester. Saturday, the Rhinos. And then Sunday at 6 p.m., the Western New York Flash's final home match against the Atlanta Beat. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of the big players for the U.S. Women's National Team and the Western New York Flash. Alex Morgan will join us next here on your Sports Leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040, WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Cougia Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up play in their 16th regular season. The Rhinos' final home match of the regular season is Saturday, August 13th at 7 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
If you've ever pulled a tuber before, then you know, inevitably, tubers wipe out. That's why Allstate Boat Insurance doesn't just protect your boat. It protects your tubers, skiers, wakers, or anyone else you tow. Starting as low as $24 a month. From inboards to outboards, personal watercrafts to pontoons. Nobody protects boaters like Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball girl opportunities, season, and group ticket specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
The Flash's final home match of the regular season is Sunday, August 14th at 6 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat. The Western New York Flash experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
By the way, listen to this. This is one of the favorites from Alex Morgan. This is great English singer Adele and Rolling in the Deep. But again, one of Alex's favorite musical artists on the show to introduce her. And do I tell you, we're very happy to have Alex with us. And we've watched her, of course, the World Cup and with the Flash. And what an impressive young lady.
And I love pink.
Of course you do, Joe. We're very happy to be joined by Alex Morgan, live from Fort Lauderdale as the Flash just landed down there for their big match against Abby Wambach and Magic Jack this coming Wednesday. And Alex's appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. The Flash's final home match Sunday, 6 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat. Number to call, 716-655-PLAY. Alex, thanks for being with us tonight.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
How was your trip?
Well, we were a little delayed, so we actually just got into Fort Lauderdale right now.
I bet you it's pretty warm over there.
Yeah, well, both Atlanta and Florida are pretty hot, a little bit hotter than Buffalo-Rochester area. So it's a little bit of a shock to our body.
That's absurd. Well, Alex, last time we had you on the show, I think the only time, was our Christmas show, and it was just before the Flash had drafted you, and I guess you've been pretty busy the last 8 months, I think. It's been quite a trip for you, you described it as a whirlwind about your time after the World Cup, but it's been about a month since the final. Have you had a chance to look back and reflect on all that's happened for you in this number of months?
You know, I've tried. I mean, it's definitely been a whirlwind the past month, and I haven't had much downtime, you know, much time to myself, but I'm definitely trying to enjoy every moment of this so far. And, I mean, it's also busy with us trying to finish up season here in the WPS. I mean, games twice a week. It's been a little hectic coming straight back into that.
Well, Alex, you know, I was going to ask you at the end of the day, but at the end of the interview, I mean, but I'm going to ask you now. I know that once the season's over and the playoffs are over, where are you going after that?
Well, we have one camp with the national team in September. We play Canada twice, and then after that, we'll get 6 weeks of rest. Which will be nice for our bodies, but then we're right back into it, getting ready and preparing ourselves to qualify for the Olympics.
I know that's going to be up in Vancouver, the home of Christine Sinclair, your teammate, and you'll be facing her in those two matches in September. But it's interesting, I looked on your Flash bio, and it said the country you wanted to visit most that you hadn't been to was Germany. Well, I think you've played a pretty big impact in Germany. I think you've fulfilled one of those goals that you had just by visiting the country. But tell us about what it was like for you in Germany, interacting with the German people and being a part of that entire World Cup experience. Well, that's a very broad question, but what are some of the things that you took away personally?
I mean, yeah, I've never been to Germany before the World Cup, and they really hosted a great tournament, and there was, I'm not even sure how many venues, but we traveled to around five different locations all around Germany, and I mean, it's hard to point out one specific experience that I enjoyed most, but definitely just being able to travel every few days and get to experience Germany to the fullest.
Alex, you know, I saw some of the YouTube performance or drills that you do with the interviews that you had. And, you know, I think that from what my partner said over here, from Christmas time to the present, your life's completely changed, you know, tremendously. So you went from, you know, just as somebody, you know, in a known to a well-known person right now. You're a celebrity, not only in soccer, but you're a celebrity all over the country, all over the world, because your looks, your tenacity, and your pink. Tell us a little bit, you know, how has that affected your private life, in a sense, and how the relation with your family and has affected, what did they say about you being so popular now, your mom, your dad?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't say I'm anywhere near a celebrity status, but I mean, life has definitely changed a little bit. You know, I've grown recognized a little bit more, but where I'm living right now in Buffalo, you know, it's not like I'm recognized walking down the street or anything. It's still the same, but definitely more gaining more attention in the soccer world and helping create more of a buzz and more followers throughout the WPS, and hopefully continuing on to the Olympics.
Well, Alex, I want to ask you something that you can tell me that nobody else can at this moment. Tell us what it was like to meet and work with David Beckham, because David Beckham is my favorite player. So,
to tell you what?
About being with David Beckham doing at the MLS All-Star Game.
Well, I actually didn't get to meet him because I didn't end up going to the All-Star Game. We had practice the morning of the All-Star Game, and my team is priority, so I had to fly back for practice. But I did get to meet some of the Manchester United guys and a few of the MLS All-Stars, but did not get to meet David Beckham.
Well, that'll have to be a goal of yours down the road, I guess.
Now you know, during the World Cup, there were posters all over the place that a proposal was made to you and to Solo, you know, because they knew that people thought you were not attached, you know. But we find out since then that you have a boyfriend and he's also a soccer player. Tell us how you met.
We met in college, and we've been dating for almost 4 years now, and he does play on the Seattle Sounders, so I'm definitely a Seattle Sounders fan, and, you know, try and promote the WPS and the MLS together. He's been having a lot of success on the field with them, and so we're just trying to live our life on the opposite sides of the country, but still try to, you know, communicate every day.
Is marriage on the horizon?
Joe, who are you thinking? You're not Soccer Sam here. Come on.
No, I just want to know. That's a fair question to ask.
Okay.
What say you?
What's that?
Is marriage on the horizon?
I'm sorry. It's really difficult to hear. Can you say that one more time?
Joe wanted to know if there's been any talk about marriage for you and your boyfriend.
No, not right now. I'm still very young, and I have a long career ahead of me, and I think that, you know, there's no reason to rush anything like that right now.
Very intelligent, Alex. As, of course, being a graduate of Cal Berkeley, you'd expect that, of course. But let me ask you about what's going on this week, because it's very important. The Flash are in Florida to take on Magic Jack, of course, featuring Abby Wambach, Rochester Zone. It's a very important match because you guys still control your own destiny to win the WPS regular season title, which puts you into the championship match at Salem Stadium if you do that. You need either a win or a draw to continue to keep the hope, to keep the control of your own destiny. What's the plans right now for the team and in this match on Wednesday against Magic Jack?
Yeah, you know, this game is so important, and especially with the amount of recovery days we've been getting, only two or three in between each game, it's important for us to take every day and, you know, use it as recovery and use it to prepare, you know, mentally and physically for each game. So the next game is definitely a big one. Magic Jack has been bringing in some more players, and they've been playing really well lately. So we have two more games, and we definitely need at least a tie or a win to help us get ahead of Philly. And it's been us and Philly for the past month or two, and, you know, we want to pull ahead. We really want to end up on top of this season.
Absolutely. We certainly want to as well. But Saturday you played Atlanta. They had a big crowd down there, very 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 well attended, and tell us about that match. I know Marta had a great match with two goals, and you came in late in the middle of the second half. Well, how was the effort by the team? Obviously you guys did a great job winning the match, and tell us about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, it's a great, you know, I'm not sure exactly the number that us in Atlanta drew in, but they did a great job advertising that game, and you know, Marta is definitely a big-time player, and she came through in big-time moments there in the game, and it was hot, and at times we didn't play our best soccer, but we secured the shutout, we secured a 2-0 win, and that's the most important thing, is the result that we got in Atlanta.
7,112 fans at Kennesaw. That's nearly a sellout, Joe. So,
and that's very good.
Definitely is.
Well, you know, The other question that I wanted to ask you is that playing in the league right now, you know, with all the problems, Mitch Check, and how do you see the future of the league for next year?
You know, I'm really trying to stay positive. I want to support women's soccer here in the States, and, you know, I want to play for the WPS as long as it's around, and I really hope that it continues in the following years. And I don't know the situation in Florida, but, you know, I want to support the WPS, and I hope more teams come into the WPS, and hopefully we can create, you know, West and East Coast division, because there's so many soccer fans on the West Coast, and I really want to involve them. And that's, you know, where I'm from, the West Coast, and a lot of the players in the WPS and on the national team. So I hope that next year we'll see some West Coast teams under the league.
One last thing, Alex, I wanted to ask you. What's it like playing with a pink soccer ball?
You know, I do like the color pink. It's not, you know, it's not the best soccer ball to play with, but we are supporting Project Pink. And I think how we've already played, what, 3 Project Pink games. We're playing Magic Jack's Project Pink, and then we have ours on August 14th at our last home game. So, you know, it's great to see all the support, and we're it's always fun to be wearing pink uniforms and playing with pink ball.
For people who don't know, Alex, tell us about Project Pink, what it's supporting.
What?
Tell us about Project Pink, if you could, about what it's supporting.
Well, you know, it was created by Puma, and, you know, I'm a Nike athlete, but I definitely want to support this because Puma will donate $1 for every hashtag that people put on their Twitter, hashtag Project Pink, and $1 will go towards breast cancer awareness. And so, you know, I really want to support that, and I think that we've seen a really good turnout so far on Twitter and the turnout for the game.
Well, Alex, just one more question for me anyway. You know, in Rochester, when you guys are playing a game, and after the game, there's so many kids that they're looking for your autograph, and you guys are great in granting those autographs. What will be your recommendation to the young girls that are coming up in soccer and they want to be just Alex, just like you? What would you tell them? What is the most important thing they need to do?
I mean, the most important thing, I mean, obviously, would be to first enjoy your sport and enjoy the journey, but also to never stop working hard, especially when no one's watching. I mean, you know, that's where hard work pays off, is when no one is watching, and that's, you know, continue to work on not only your weaknesses but your strengths as well.
Alex, we really appreciate you being on the show. We're really looking forward to seeing you this Sunday, 6 p.m. for the Western New York Flash's Project Pink Day against the Atlanta Beat. Good luck on Wednesday against Magic Jack, and we're all hoping there'll be the final will be right here in Rochester. I think it will be a huge media event. The world will be watching, and we want to see it. So best of luck to you guys, and we'll see you on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, see you Sunday. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. Alex Morgan here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and a great ambassador for the game.
Exactly.
She's going to have a great career ahead of her. She's just 22 years old. Coming up next, a gentleman who has had a great career, and the first member of the Rhinos Hall of Fame, Lennon Steenkamp, will be with us on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Young America.
top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Watch the sparks fly as Rochester enters the highest level of women's professional soccer in the world with the Western New York Flash. Starring five-time FIFA Player of the Year, Marta. Ball Girl Opportunities Season and Group Ticket Specials online at WNYFlash.com. Strike it big with Marta and the Flash. Get struck.
The Flash's final home match of the regular season is Sunday, August 14th at 6 p.m. against the Atlanta Beat. The Western New York Flash experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The Rochester Rhinos finish up play in their 16th regular season. The Rhinos' final home match of the regular season is Saturday, August 13th at 7 p.m. against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Rhinos' single-game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Group sale discounts are available. Be at the heart of the Rhinos' action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Girls! And all I really want is girls! And in the morning it's girls!
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You always got to count on Engineer Bob for coming up with the most creative bumps in the radio business.
And that's why he's great.
Certainly is.
And that's why they call him Bob the Angel, because he's an angel.
Good point, Joe. Good point. We're back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Unfortunately, Lennon Steenkamp was unavailable this evening. We'll try to get him on in a future show. But we want to say congratulations to Lennon. I had a chance to talk to him at the game on Friday, and everyone was so happy that he was the inductee, and he really was very emotional at his speech.
Actually, Andrew, to recap the week that it was, we had the Rhino lost two games, the Flash won two games, the Cosmo lost versus Manchester United by quite
six,
a bit of score.
6-0.
The Mancini team lost with Manchester United. Lennon Steenkamp did the Elvis dance. And the Italian player may go on strike. So how do you like that?
Just a typical week in soccer. We don't want to mention, of course, very important situation happening on Wednesday night. The United States faces Mexico in a quote-unquote friendly match. It can never be friendly between those two countries.
And the coach is making his debut.
Jurgen Klinsmann with his first
match as the U.S. national team coach. It's going to be on ESPN2. It's going to be very interesting. The match will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and my good buddies from the Vuvuzela Soccer Show, Eric and Ash, they'll be certainly be in attendance, I'm sure, for this one. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Probably more Mexicans than U.S. fans, but that's typical.
So, what do you think about the change of coaches?
I've said many, many times, Jurgen Klinsmann is the perfect coach for this team. Two reasons. Number one, he understands U.S. athletes and training methods because he's been in California as an American wife. He is basically an American now. And number two, he's a winner. He's won championships. He's coached at the World Cup to a third place for Germany when the team was not expected to do anything in 2006. This guy knows how to win, and he is a player, I think, that can, a coach that can impart that knowledge. That's something we have not had as a coach for the U.S. men's national team.
And what I like about him is the fact that, just like Dick Howard commented before, Germany has developed a program that they are taking care of the youth, and they're promoting the youth, and they don't allow players to go out of town to play. They keep their own, and Germany is really progressing in soccer. So,
and
I think it came under his regime.
And the U.S. has never beaten Germany in any meaningful competition. So if we ever face Germany again in the World Cup, having a German coach, I think, might be very important. But we want to also congratulate again Lennon. It was a great, great speech and a great atmosphere. Seeing all the former Rhinos there, you know, Craig Demon was there, and, of course, Bill Andracki, Billy Sedgwick, and so we're very
Frank
happy.
O'Doy.
Franco Doi, Francisco Escos, of course, Pat Alcoli was there as well. And he broke down and cried. And it's, he was truly a fan favorite. And it's going to never be another Lennon Steenkamp.
No, and it's, you know, in the dance that he did, you know, how well that was done. And the fact that, you know, for all the girls that he left behind, and now he has a beautiful wife with two beautiful kids, and I was overwhelmed by the fact that you know, they were there with the kids, sharing, you know, a moment that will be remembered forever.
That's certainly the case. And again, hopefully we'll have get a chance to have Lennon on in a couple weeks, because next week we're going to have a very special show here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We're going to have an all-coaches show, which I don't think we've ever done here on the program. We're going to get coaches from the Rhinos, the Flash. We're also going to try and get some special guest coaches on. We're working on those. So next week, with the WPS playoffs and the USL Pro playoffs coming up and other things, the Champions League, CONCACAF Champions League coming up, we're going to try to get a number of coaches to come on the show, talk a little bit more of the coaches' side, because we don't hear from the coaches a lot, and we want to give them a chance to get on the air and talk as well.
And then in the future, we're going to have a referee. We're going to interview the referee.
If you can get Colina on the show, I'll kiss your feet. Okay. Well, anyway, we want to thank our guest tonight, Alex Morgan, for being gracious. I know she's getting, her time is very, very in demand, and we appreciate her coming on the show. And thanks to AJ Cesare from the Flash for setting that up. Also, we want to thank Dave Selinsky and Dick Howard for being on the show as well. And right now, if you are caller number 3 at 585-346-3000, you will get 4 tickets to see the Western New York Flash play the Atlanta Beat on Sunday, and 4 tickets to see the Rhinos and the Pittsburgh Riverhounds on Saturday. So call right now, 346-3000. This has been Andrew Battisi with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo, the WYSL Controls. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.